Because of the people who want to be companion of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Being companion of Imam is very important because at the time of Rasulullah, for example, Abu Zar was the companion of Rasulullah. Bilal was the companion of Rasulullah. Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai was the companion of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad ajal farajam. And Abu Salt Hirawi was the companion of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Salt was a very rich man. He sold everything, all of wealth and property which he had, and came to Imam only to serve Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, to come and to be at the service of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Those people are companions of A'imma and Rasulullah. So the one who love to be companion and friend of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam has a different condition. One of them is to remember Imam every day and every morning. There is the morning song of lovers of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam. About the source of this dua and reference for this dua, different books of Shia mentioned this dua. The riwayat from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam alayhi salam said, "Man da'a ila Allah 40 sabahan bihadhal ahad, bihadhal dua, bihadhal ahad." The one who recite this dua, this supplication for 40 mornings, has a specific time after Salat Fajr. For 40 mornings, kana min ansarihi. This person will be accounted amongst the helpers of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And then Imam continued, said, in mata akhrajahu Allah ilayhi min qabrih. If this person died before the reappearance of the Imam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rise him up from his grave at the time of reappearance of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأَعْتَاهُ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ كَلِمَةٍ أَلْفْ حَسَنَةٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them for every word that he recites in this dua, Allah will grant him 1,000 khair, 1,000 hasana, 1,000 good deeds. And وَمَحَا عَنْهُ أَلْفْ سَيِّئَةٍ, and will remove and delete 1,000 sins which he committed. وَهُوَ هَذَا الْأَحَدْ. And this dua is dua ahad. Ahad is allegiance, is covenant. It means that every morning the lovers of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, they have to renew their contract, their covenant with their Imam. And dua, it is recommended from some maraji to every day recite this dua to renew your allegiance and covenant with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and also recite Surah Yasin and gift it to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. This dua started with Allahumma rabba an-nur al-azim wa rabba al-kursiy al-rafi wa rabba al-bahr al-masjur wa munzil al-tawrat wal-qur'an wal-zabur. All of the duas which narrated from A'imma alayhim as-salam started with Tawheed. It means that the one who like to be companion of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, he has to have a knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be strong in Tawheed. It means, oh Allah, رب النور العظيم, Lord of the great light, ورب الكرسي الرفيع, Lord of the great throne, ورب البحر المسجور, and the Lord of sea, ورب منزل التوراة والقرآن والزبور, and the one who reveals the Torah and Quran as Zabur and Zabur. So in the first paragraphs, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned 16 wasf and description for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first step is to be strong in Tawheed. Do not ask anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you need. This is Tawheed. And do not actually go to another gate, another door, only door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask for your wish, for whatever you need. And it is very beautiful, the second paragraph of this dua, and teach us and taught us how we should do dua. اللهم بلغ مولانا الإمام الهادي المهدي اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى فرجهم. O Allah, send or give our salam to our Imam al-Hadi, guided al-Mahdi, the one who guided, and the one who uprised with your command and order. Salawatullahi alayhi wa ala abaihi at-tahirin at-tahirin. The salutation of Allah to him and all of him pure forefathers. And jami' al-mu'minin, not only from me this salam. Oh Allah, send not only my salam. I want to say salam to my imam in behalf of all of mu'minin, men and women. Mu'minin and mu'minat fi masharq al-ard wa magharibaha. All of the believers in the east of the earth and its west of the earth. And min sahlaha wa jabalaha. The one who lived in plains and the one who live in mountains. وَبَرَّهَا وَبَحْرَهَا, the one who lived in desert, the one who lived in sea. All of mu'minin around the world. وَأَنِّي وَأَنْ وَالِدَي, and at the end mentioned that from me and my family, from my parents. مِنَ السَّلَوَاتِ زِنَةِ عَرْشِ اللَّهِ. This is the actually quantity of the salam from everyone lived around the earth, and this is the quality of the salam. من السلوات زنة عرش الله. The weight of this salam should be equal to عرش الله, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a salam, O Allah, send to my imam. That's why I said this is the whisper and du'as of the people who loved Imam, du'a of lovers. This is the morning songs of the one who want to be soldier of the Imam at the time of reappearance of the Imam alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa midad kalamati ma ahsahu ilmuhu wa ahata bihi kalamuhu. And this salam is the amount of this salam and the quantity of the salam is that as much as the ink it's possible to write. Ma ahsahu ilmu, as much as you can count it. Not one salam, not two salam, not thousand salam, not million salam. Ma ahsahu ilmu wa ahata bihi kitabu. And your kitab, your books can cover this salam. As much as they have capacity to write this salam. It means that the message we can take from this paragraph of the salam is that the one who is waiting for Imam is not concerned for his individually. It is concerned for all of the problem in around the world. Because he didn't say, oh Allah, send my salam to my Imam. Oh Allah, send my salam and salam of my family, my friend to our Imam. Sidna and jami' al-mu'mineen. From all of mu'mineen, men and women. The one who live in desert, the one who live in sea, the one who live in mountain, from everywhere, equal to the throne of you. This is the weight of your salam, my salam to the Imam. And then the important thing is that the mu'mineen and lovers of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam should be careful about the problems of the world. They should think about the problems around the world, and they should think to find a solution to resolve those problems. Not only be concerned about their problem. Sometimes mu'mineen, they love Imam because they have a problem and ask Imam to remove their problem, to accept their dua, only that. He said, no, the mu'min and the one who love Imam alayhi salatu wasalam should be concerned about all of the problem around the world and think to resolve those problems. One time I mentioned here, more than 1400 years, we are saying that we want to establish a universal government. But until now, we didn't establish only one, even one institute, international institute. We make our own community, our institution, our center. If we want to establish universal government, we should be able to establish international organizations to think about the problem of the world, to be able to resolve the problem of the world, to prepare the world for reappearance of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In the next paragraph, the one who loved Imam alayhi salatu wasalam tried to renew his allegiance with Imam. Allahumma inni ujaddidu lahu fi sabihati yawmi hadha. O Allah, I want you to be witness in this morning, in the beginning of my day, I want to renew my covenant. وَمَا عِشْتُ مِنْ أَيَّامِ حَيَاتِ. I pledge an allegiance on my neck in the morning of this day of mine and whatever days during my life. أَحْدًا وَأَقْدًا وَبَيْئَةً لَهُ فِي أُنُقِي. This bayat is on my neck. لا أحول عنها ولا أزول أبدا. I promise in front of you to do not cancel this covenant with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And it means that the one who loves Imam alayhi salatu wasalam and every day, every morning try to renew this contract, this covenant with Imam, the important thing for him is that only satisfaction of Imam. Nothing that. It means that in all of the planning, all of the things which are doing during the day and during our life, the important thing is that to consider, does this work satisfy Imam or not? Does our Imam is satisfied with this work or not? Because at the time of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. Yunus ibn Abdul Rahman, he was the agent and representative of Imam in Basra. Some of the people at that time from Basra, they came to Imam and they had an objection about the Yunus ibn Abdul Rahman. Yunus ibn Abdul Rahman, when he heard about this complaint, he came to Imam and said, oh, Imam, I am very sad. It means that change my duty or change my area which I'm serving. Imam alayhi salatu wa salam said that what is the problem when your imam is satisfied? If imam is satisfied, that's okay. Leave other people. Only do for the sake of imam, to make your imam satisfied. Otherwise, your work, your efforts, you cannot put any price for it. It's very cheap. And the another paragraph in this beautiful dua, he said, Allahumma aj'alni min ansarihi wa awanihi wa dhabbin an wal musari'in ilayhi fi qada'i hawa'ijih wal mumtasilin al awamiri. The lover of the imam, when he recited this beautiful dua in the morning, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 8 wishes. Oh Allah, Allahumma aj'alni, appoint me min ansarihi, among his helpers, wa a'wanihi, and the one who aids, wa dhabina an, and the one who protects imam, wal musari'ina ilayhi fi qada'i hawa'iji, those who hasten to fulfill his commands, wal musari'ina ilayhi fi qada'i hawa'iji, wal mumtathilina awamilih, and the one who obey his orders, والمحامين and those who are his supporters والسابقين إلى إرادته and compete with each other to fulfill his intention and والمستشهدين بين يديه. Oh Allah, give me tawfiq to be shaheed in front of him. So 8 wishes, the one who want to be lover of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam, at this paragraph requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end to be shaheed, to be martyr in, at the time of Imam alayhi salatu wa salam. Let me to explain more about this word, shahadat. It is very beautiful. Amir al-Mu'minin Nahjul Balagha, in one of his letters to Malik Ashtar, when he gave him some advices, at the end, Imam alayhi salatu wa salam, he said that Allahumma akhtim li bis-sa'adati wa shahada. Oh Allah, end my life with sa'ada and shahada. Even Amir al-Mu'minin asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shahada. And Imam Zainul Abidin, Sayyid al-Sajidin alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In dua Abu Hamza also requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shahada. And Imam Zaman ajalla ta'ala farajahu sharif in dua iftita taught us to do dua for shahada in the last paragraph of dua iftita. And someone came to the Prophet and did dua in front of Rasulullah and said that, oh Allah, give me the best thing, the best blessing which you gave to the best person, to best friend of you. Rasulullah says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his dua, he will be martyr, he will be shaheed. The best blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shahada. So even Amir al-Mu'minin, Imam Sajjad, even Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam, they did dua for shahadat, and here they taught us to do dua. Allahumma arzuqna shahadata fi sabilik. Say amin. And let me to only translate one more paragraph of this dua. This is very beautiful dua. A lot of lesson we can take from this dua. And said, Allahumma in hala bayni wa baynahu al-maut. Oh Allah, if death happen before reappearance of the imam, الَّذِي جَعَلْتَهُ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًا. I don't have any objection about the death. This is obligatory. This is حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًا. But in حَالَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ الْمَوْتِ, if death happened between me and him, in the time of occultation, if I die, أخرجني من قبري raise up me from my grave. Mu'taziran kafani. It means that my kafan, when I am covered in kafan. Akhrijni min qabri mu'tadiran kafani shahiran sayfi. The sword unsheathed. Take out my sword. And mujarradan qanati mulabbiyan da'wat ad-da'i wal hadir wal badi. This is the love dialogue between the lover of the Imam and Imam. Because he tried to continue to make a sentence to talk with Imam more and more. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Prophet Moses, what is in your hand? He said, "Hiya asaya atawakkau alayha ahushu biha ghanami." He could say, "This is asa." But he loved to talk with Allah, so he continued and explained. Doesn't need to explain for Allah. But he loved to talk with Allah and take this opportunity. The lover of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam also loved to talk with Imam and explain the situation. O Allah, in hal bayni wa baynahu al-maut alladhi ja'altahu ala ibadika hatman maqdiya fa'akhrijni min qabri mu'taziran kafani shahiran sayfi mujarradan qanati mulabbiyan da'wat ad-da'i fil hadir wal badi. Because he want to continue talking with Imam alayhi salatu wa salam. O Allah, at that time raise up me from my grave when I answered the call of Imam alayhi salatu wa salam to help him. Oh Allah, give me this chance. Allahi ameen. And this paragraph is talking about our belief of raj'at. The raj'at is the true belief of mu'mineen. And in different verses of Quran mentioned this belief. And I remember last year, one time I talked more about this raj'at. And there are different verses in Quran and lots of ahadith about the raj'at. And in detail they mention how is it raj'at and how we believe in raj'at and what happened at the time of raj'at. And then we should raise our hand and recite this paragraph of dua. Allahumma kshif hadihil ghumma and hadihil ummah. O Allah, remove this sorrow from this ummah. Allahumma kshif hadihil ghumma. O Allah, remove this sorrow and hadihil ummah from this ummah. What is the sorrow? The sorrow is occultation time. This is the hardship time. People cannot talk with their imam. People cannot see their imam. This is the bala, this is the musibat. And وَعَجِّلْ لَنَا ظُهُورَهُ and hasten in his appearance. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. The disbelievers consider reappearance of the Imam to be distant. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. But we, as the lovers of Imam, as the Shia, we consider it to be near. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq to be alive at the time of zuhur and reappearance of the Imam, and give us tawfiq to be one of the supported and helper of the Imam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our connection with Imam by reciting everyday du'as of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وعوانه اللهم احفظ مراجعنا وقائدنا اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الهاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وصل على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا وصاحبنا حجة ابن الحسن المهدي. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أمير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. وصل على صديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهرة سيدة نساء العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. وصل على الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي. وججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك. اللهم بلغ مولانا الإمام الهادي المهدي القائم بأمرك صلوات الله عليه وعلى آبائه الطاهرين عن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها وسهلها وجبلها وبرها وبحرها وعنا وعن والدينا من الصلوات زنة عرش الله ومداد كلماته ما أحصاه علمه وأحاط به كتابه. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. I don't like to leave this discussion, let me to continue. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, he has a hadith and recommend scholars to make mu'minin happy and hopeful. I remember one time I was in camp in Mashhad. One of the great ulama, he was here at that time. He was the close friend of Ayatollah Uzma Bahauddin. You may heard his name. He was an arif. It's a great arif. I asked him that I heard Ayatollah Bahauddin Rahmatullah Alayhi had a meeting with Imam and he had a chance to visit Imam Zaman Alayhi Salatu Wassalam. And you, as a close friend of him, what do you think? Have you heard about this issue? Have you heard from him to talk to you, he visited Imam or not? He said that when Ayatollah Bahauddin was in hospital in Tehran, there was a special hospital for army, 522, this is the name of hospital. That was a reason. And he said that in one afternoon, around 4 p.m., I went to that hospital to visit Ayatollah Bahauddin. When I went and saw Ayatollah Bahauddin, he said to me, oh, the name of this person, he said, Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, he came to visit me. I said, when? He said, only a few minutes before you arrived. And I asked him how many minutes he sat here. He said, only a few minutes. And I asked him what he said. He said, he didn't say anything. And what about, and as the great personality of Imam, I also wasn't able to say something. Only Imam came and sat here for a few minutes and say Khuda Hafiz and went. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, make our mu'mineen happy and hopeful. It means that if we individually be ready for reappearance of the Imam, if we be such a person we supposed to be at the time of reappearance of the Imam,
So Imam alayhi salat wa salam give us chance to visit him. And in different person, even my supervisor, Ayatollah Hadavi Tehrani, sometimes I ask him, have you heard anything from Ayatollah Bahauddini about his visiting with Imam alayhi salat? He said, yes. I asked him between Salat Zuhr and Asr. I said, have you ever seen Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam? He said, nothing. But the day after, he said, oh, Sheikh Mahdi, come. And he looked at him and said, yes, don't talk more. Because we say in Farsi, هر که را اسرار حق آموختن مهر کردند و لبانش دوختند. This is the secret of the حق. Usually people doesn't allow to talk more about it because of some bad consequences, you know. But great ulama, as I mentioned at the and 2 days ago, Ayatollah Bahauddini also had chance to visit. Ayatollah Gulpayegani also, he visited Imam alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq. Not only visit Imam, to be alive at the time of zuhur of Imam alayhi salatu wa salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I would like to appreciate all of families. They provided food and iftari during month of Rajab until now. I'm so glad, so happy with such a community, alhamdulillah. You can find. Say alhamdulillah. Every day we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we talk about some negative issue. Talk about the positive. Near 45 nights, people themselves, they cooked the food and brought to the center for the people who are fasting. It means that a lot of mu'mineen are fasting during those months of Rajab and Shaban. This is the very important and great point for this center. And the another point is that the love and some of mu'mineen, a lot of mu'mineen and families, they are wish to bring the food for mu'mineen who are fasting and open their fasting with this food. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase their rizq, inshallah, and prolong their life, inshallah, and give them chance to visit Imam alayhi salatu wa salam, inshallah. And inshallah, Imam alayhi salam answer whatever they wanted, whatever they wishes from their life, inshallah. The another issue only in brief I want to mention, yesterday was the 26th anniversary of demise of great Imam Ayatollah al-Uzma, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. Inshallah, tomorrow we have a program for this event, but the one important point of life of Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi, which is different with other political system, is that Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi, he really believed to participation of people in government. If you look at the 10 years life of Imam, when he came to power as the leader of Ummah, Imam in all of aspects of government, including in military, in political, and economic issues, he believed in participation of people. People in sight of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, were very important. You can't find in any countries, in East and West, they have a volunteer army. Imam established such an army, volunteer army, Basij Mardumi. And during his life, 10 years is the duration of his government. During 10 years, he held 10 elections. 10 elections for presidency and for parliaments. Even at that time, Islamic Republic of Iran faced to the war between Iran and Iraq. And there was an emergency situation. Usually in other countries, they delay and they postpone the election to the peacetime. But at that time, as Imam was really belief in participation of people in government and about their countries, so even at the time of war, the Saddam threat more and more, I will target people at the time of election, but Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi didn't postpone election. 10 years, 10 elections. And the another point about Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi is that Imam strongly supported Mazlumin and oppressed people. And said, this is our policy. And this is our diplomacy. We support Mazlumin and oppressed people around the world, regardless they are Mu'min or not. They are Shia or they are Sunni. So at the time of Imam, until now, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Imam, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and kind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the country supported all of the Mazlumin around the world. Supported Shia in Lebanon, and at the same time supported our brothers, Sunni brothers in Palestine. It means that Shia and Sunni, being Shia and Sunni, is not important. This is the statement of Amir al-Mu'minin in his will, in his wasiyat nama. He said, "Kun lil-zalim khasman wa lil-madlum awna." During your life, every time, you should be supporter for Mazlumin, and you have to be enemy for all of the zalimin, oppressor. This is the policy which Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi established until now. Inshallah, we talk more about Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi to take lesson from his beautiful life. Tomorrow, during the program and conference we have, inshallah, tomorrow after Salat al-Maghrib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to improve our ma'rifat about our religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong life of all of our maraj, especially life of our leader. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa ahlah. Allahumma ansur jiyush al-mu'minin fil yaman. اللهم انصر جيوش المؤمنين في لبنان اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله اللهم صل وسلم أشهد أن علي ولي الله وأن علي نجة الله يا على الصلاة يا على الصلاة يا على الفلاح يا على الفلاح هي على خير العمل يا على خير العمل قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا مسلما وما أنا من المشركين إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي مماتي لله رب العالمين استغفر الله من جميع ظلمي وجرمي وإسرافي على نفسي الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين